This is Joel Berger of DTN with a look at crop critical weather events for the Canadian Prairies growing region. First, a brief recap of the winter season. The precipitation totals covering the period December 1st through February 28th averaged well below normal for most areas, continuing a trend that began during the autumn season. The exception to this was over southern areas of Alberta, where we saw near to above normal wintertime precipitation. Temperatures during both December and January averaged out above normal, but there were short periods of very cold conditions during each of these months. February saw average temperatures averaging well below normal across the region. The first week of March has seen an increase in precipitation in the region, especially in the eastern areas, with melted precipitation totals of a quarter to 1 inch and locally heavier reported from a recent snowstorm. Temperatures have been more variable recently. The outlook for the spring season calls for a tendency towards below normal temperatures in the west, near to above normal temperatures in eastern areas during March and April, precipitation averaging near to above normal across the region. This is in large part due to a weak La Nina condition in the Pacific. This La Nina looks to weaken somewhat with time during the spring season, so right now May looks to be somewhat warmer and a little drier as well. The weather pattern would likely lead to a slow start to spring field work, with the increase in precipitation chances and the cool temperatures over the next couple of months. Field work and spring planting should pick up later in the spring as temperatures warm and rainfall diminishes during May. Precipitation is needed in many areas due to the well below normal levels of precipitation during the past 6 months, so this is a mixed outlook for the region. Once the crop is planted, the added spring moisture will be needed to ensure favorable early development of the crop. The next seasonal update will be issued early April. However, this will also be updated more frequently as short-range forecasts